lesson then, I told him. Don't rush into something when you don't know what you're rushing into.
You'd think I'd know that after this last year, wouldn't you?
You might think yes.
Don't anybody ask how Junior is doing,
Suvrin grumbled.
He couldn't possibly get hurt.
We knew you'd be fine,
Goblin told him, as long as he landed on your head. The little wizard limped forward. As he neared the point where Centaraxita had gone airborne, he became very cautious. He extended a single finger forward one slow inch at a time. A smaller piece of cloth ripped. Goblin spun around, his arm flung backward. He staggered a couple of steps forward. He fell to his knees, not far from me. After all this time, he finally recognizes the natural order of things. Goblin shook his hand the way you do when you burn your fingers.
Damn, that's smart. That's a good spell. It's got real pop. Don't do that.
Suvrin had decided to throw a chunk of ice. On its way back, the missile parted Suvrin's hair. It then hit the cavern wall and showered the white crow with fragments of ice. The bird had a word to say about that. It followed up with a few more. I began to wonder if Lady had lost track of the fact that she was not, herself, the white crow, and in fact was just a passenger making use of the albino's eyes. Goblin stuck his injured finger in his mouth, squatted down, and considered the chamber for a while. I squatted too. After taking time out to keep Suvrin and Master Centaraxita from making even greater nuisances of themselves. Swan slithered into the chamber, disturbing the crow. The bird said nothing, though. It just sidled away and looked put out about all existence. Swan settled beside me.
Wow! Kind of impressive, even though it's simple.
Those are the original books of the dead. Supposedly almost as old as Kina herself.
So why is everybody just sitting here?
Goblin's trying to figure out how to get them. I told him what had happened.
Damn, I always miss the best stuff. Hey, Junior, run up there and show us your flying trick again.
Master Centaraxita did the flying, Mr. Swan.
Suvrin needed to work on his sense of humor. He did not own a proper Black Company attitude. I asked,
Why not try it yourself, Willow? Take a run at the books.
You promise to let me land on you?
No, but I'll blow you a kiss as you fly by.
It'd probably help if you people would shut up,
Goblin said. He rose.
But by being blindingly, blisteringly brilliant, I've worked it out anyway, already, in spite of you all. We get to the lecterns by using the golden pickaxe as a passkey. That was why Narayan Singh was so upset when he saw what we had.
Tobo still has the pick, I said. A minute later, I said, Don't everybody stumble all over each other offering to go get him.
Let's just go together and all be equally miserable,
Goblin suggested.
That's what the Black Company is all about. Sharing the good times along with the bad.
You trying to con me into thinking that this is one of the good times? I asked, crawling into the cave right behind him.
Nobody wants to kill us today.